This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 7th, 2023. We're in hour two of the broadcast. It has been a long time since we heard from the listeners to this show. So, going to be taking your phone calls all this hour, 512-248-8252, if you'd like to join in. We would like to hear from you. So, to the phones we go. Bruce in Texas, Daryl in Canada, Paul in New Jersey coming up. Bruce, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Fair Indies, Rhino, Neil, Con, Cux. Man, you know, it was inevitable. I was following InfoWars, you know, and, oh, you know, we got 10 that are standing tall, and then, oops, one, and then two fall to the wayside under pressure, you know, and then there you go. They cave, just like always. Republicans are at the bottom of the Republican-Democrat duopoly, you know what I mean? They take that wide stance. Remember Senator Larry Craig? They found him in the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport soliciting for male sex in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I remember something about it. I forgot which one that was. And, you know, they had the there's even a Wikipedia page about this. They had the homosexual congressional page scandal. I forget what year that was. And I mean, it just goes on and on. That one was running a prostitution ring out of his out of his apartment, and he had a gay lover. Gosh, I can't think of his name.
Oh, that was a Democrat, though, wasn't it? Yeah, I know who you mean.
Yeah, he's a Democrat.
Yeah, remember George W. Bush? He had Gannon. He was a male prostitute, and he was given press credentials, and he signed in and out of the White House at night, you know. And on the floor of the joint session of Congress, W kisses him on the forehead and gives him a hug and puts his cheek up to his. It's absolutely disgusting.
I remember that picture, Bruce, and I believe not only was that guy a gay prostitute, I think he was also like a gay porn star.
Yeah, it was rumored that he was abducted as a child. That might be a conspiracy theory, unsubstantiated, but I don't know. Something to look into one day if you have nothing to do. And I got chickens, too. They're called Republicucks. You know, they cluck, 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 and they lay kosher eggs. And then when you're done with the eggs, you can grab them by the neck and swing them around your head and absolve yourself of all your sins. They're fucking, they're freaking awesome. let me tell you something. This guy in the NFL game, Hamlin, whatever his name is, you know, I was watching that game, and yeah, it was a gigantic reversal of emotion from everybody cheering and everything to this guy. You know, he's having a heart attack, it's CPR, and a lot of these football players have never seen this before. I was a paramedic, and I actually worked the scene where a guy was killed in the Alamo Dome during a monster truck show. And they continued the show, though. You know, it was an ugly fatality. But this thing, you know, even the coaches are crying. Everybody's crying, taking a knee like George Floyd. It's, you know, what they should have done was gone to the – send them to the locker rooms, give them about 15, 20 minutes, get their – you know, and then take a silent vote. And then let the NFL know if they wanted to play the game or not. But no, they all quit. We now cancel NFL games because professional football players are crying.
I didn't watch the game, of course, but I watched football for a lot of years, and I never seen anything quite like that. I've seen the video of it now, but Bruce, they've kept, unless you know more than I do, I've never seen or heard them say his vaccination status. But the NFL was trying to mandate that. You know, they were trying to mandate. There was a few holdouts, and they were highly criticized. And I don't remember him being one of them.
Yeah, they were highly criticized. But now you don't hear that anymore. But anyhow, before I go, I'm sure you got a lot of callers. I just want to welcome you back. I really missed you from the bottom of my heart, man. You are the best on the internet.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir, man. You're invaluable. I hardly call in to anybody else anymore, but you're legit. The Ukraine and also in other countries in the Baltics, they're going after the Orthodox Christian Church. You know, can you imagine if they were going after synagogues and rabbis? Boy, you'd never hear the end of it, you know. But and where's the complaints from the Christians in the United States? I don't hear a dang word about it.
No.
Not a word.
Nope, not a word.
Nope.
It's just unbelievable. It's just crazy. Just crazy.
Thank you, sir. You have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you for the kind words. Thank you for the phone call. We've got Daryl, Paul, and then Tom in Florida coming up. If you'd like to join in, 512-248-8252. Daryl in Canada, how are you doing? What's on your mind?
Good. Nice to hear you live again, Farron. Yes. No, I had a laugh on the last call, Bruce. Yeah, I remember that wide stance when Larry Craig claimed he's got a wide stance sitting on the pot there, and he's got his homosexual lover beside him. And the thing that I always remember about that one was the FBI agent. I remember hearing the tape of that, and the FBI agent was listening. And he was saying, yeah, yeah. He was like, he's really interested. Yeah, you got a wide stance. Yeah, he really perked that FBI agent when he said a wide stance. That was funny. Before I get to the NFL, it was pretty rich. This San Francisco judge stopped the libtards from clearing out the homeless in their encampments in the parks and on the streets and everything. Like London Breed, the mayor and everything, wanted to turn on their pets there, and a federal judge stopped them. I mean, that was just too much. I had to laugh so hard about that one. That was beautiful. And you know, about this insurance situation, I've been hearing this for about a year now, Farron, that insurance companies, because they are experimental, that they are turning away people that are that have been vaxxed. I'm sure that when a cavalcade comes and they're about to turn to bankruptcy, you're going to see a lot more of this. I'm sure that's going to happen. And, you know, I've been recently came back onto Twitter and went since Elon Musk took over, and I went to Pfizer's site, and they're still up. They still say 95% on their site and on their own internet site, 95% effective. But you can't comment. You can't put any comments, because probably 99% of them are just visceral hatred, right? So they restrict the comments. So, I mean, that was shocking, right, to hear that. It was funny to see that. It's DeMar Hamlin. I mean, it's going to take somebody like a Patrick Mahomes or maybe a pass player like Jerry Rice or something to get the players' attention to all this, I think. Although I think they're noticing. I think they noticed after this and all the talk. I'm sure they don't just see it on the internet. They hear it all over the place, especially with a lot of black players that are not outside of the NFL that are not vaccinated. I'm sure they talk about that. I mean, I have a feeling that this is going to happen a lot more, especially like next year. 30, 40, 50, 100. I sound like that advertisement for Republic a month. Are going to be dropping by next year. This is going to happen a lot more. I'm predicting by the 365 days from now, the NFL will not be functioning because, like Bruce said, they canceled. Well, they just considered that last game a no contest. So how are they going to do that when there's going to be about 75, 100 games in the NFL next year that are going to be no contest because players are going to be crying, like you said, and they're not going to end up playing a game? The league will just will not be able to go through with things by that time, Farron. That's my prediction, anyway. I mean, and look at what's going on. And just to back that up, it's 25-1 from what the past athletes are in Europe that are dropping from cardiac issues. So it's just going to start catching up here. I'm surprised it hasn't. The NFL is 94% vaxxed. The Bills are 100% vaxxed, with the exception of Cole Beasley, who was one of the highest anti-vaxxers. He went away. He played with Tampa Bay for a while. He came back. But so they're 100% other than him. So there's more and more of this coming. The carnage on the field is just going to be unbelievable. I wouldn't be surprised that the players themselves are going to start boycotting because they're going to see this stuff. They're going to be pissed when they see this over and over and over, that we're told safe and effective by Pfizer. Yeah, right. There's been 5 days since Hamlin's dropped. We still haven't heard anything. They said it was a big deal that he moved. He moved a muscle or something like that. That was a positive thing. He's still, like, super critical. He was 9.5 minutes, I think, with no blood to his brain. I think his heart might be able to function, but his brain at 9.5 minutes, they say after 5 minutes, no blood to the brain, that you're going to start getting brain damage. So this is huge, probably, brain damage. I wouldn't be surprised that if he dies, the NFL can kind of be off the hook, because Hamlin's family can keep those intimate details away from the public. I think that's the family's right. And even if the NFL comes out and talks about it, they're trying. They're scheming right now. Why do you think 5 days? They know this guy's heart better than they know their own. They've taken so many pictures of it and scans of it and all this other stuff. They know what's going on, what happened to his heart, but they're not going to release it unless they're going to try to spin it that it's not vax-related, because they got skin in the game with all the, no myocarditis, no clot-related, no amyloid clots and stuff. They're going to try their best. And even if whatever they say, most people that certainly listen to this station and so many more in the last few months that have been finally catching up to this stuff are not going to believe them anyway. Like the CDC and the NHI and everyone else is told, they're not going to be believed anyway. And the NFL are the greatest cheerleaders, along with the NBA, of the vax. So you cannot believe one word they're going to say, Farron.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the last thing they want to have happen,
yes,
is for the public to connect these dots and start really, because, if people start thinking about it, I was talking to a lady the other day, and she has not connected the dots, okay, at all. And she was like, I was talking about, I knew somebody in their 50s that just had a stroke and then died and was vaccinated. And she was like, now that you think of it, my cousin, he just died, and he was 51, but she not linking it to the vaccination. But if the public in general, if this continues and more people fall out on TV, especially in the NFL, something watched that. It's going to be a watershed moment for a lot of people. And, once you start, all of you listening to this know this is true. Once you start questioning things, if you've got a little bit of a logical mind, then you start thinking about other things and questioning them. And you start seeing that this whole thing is BS across the board, 9/11, all these different things, JFK. So it's 2023, for as much as I think things are going to be in decline, it's going to be an interesting time just witnessing how they try to juggle and spin their way out of this.
Yeah.
And I think it's not possible.
Perfect, yeah. And, I frankly love Biden's message on New Year's. I mean, it's too late now anyway. Everyone's gotten their corners. I mean, it's like that famous line from Al Davis from, I think, 1983 in the Super Bowl, when he said, just win, baby. It's just drop, baby. Just drop. I mean, I'm gone to the point now that I don't care. The general public, even Farron, I must say it, even parts of my family, I don't care. If they're stupid enough to continue this with all the information that you just talked about, how the hell are they not going to know? I mean, I no longer cringe when I see people like Biden talk about that. I laugh. I clap. I mean, that's all. I'm sorry. I just can't help it anymore. After all the things that they did to us, unvaxxed, not being able, like up here in Canada, not being able to travel by train or plane for a while, not be able to enter the country. I mean, the U.S. is worse now. I can't go to the U.S. because I'm unvaxxed. And all the mandates they did to people and killed people and stuff. All the hell on earth they've done to us. I think it's time for a little karma, just like in San Francisco that I mentioned earlier, to come back to them. So I no longer have any sympathy. I clap, and I'm happy for every message that they want to do to bring the poison into these sheeple, these lemmings, Sharon. Okay, I will get off, and great callers, and nice to hear you back again, Fern.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We will go to Paul in New Jersey. We got Tom and then Francis Coming up, Paul, how are you doing? What is on your mind today?
Hello, Farron. Farron, for one, Daryl, you can come to the United States. You need a doctor's notice, right? I know somebody who came to the United States, friends of ours from Europe, and they were unvaccinated, and with a doctor's notice, they got in, no problem, right? Also, I would like to remind people out there, you know, back, this is about 20 years ago, Farron. Remember this? They were called the Singing Senators. And it was a barbershop quartet comprised of, I would say, sexually compromised, or I just thought the collection of these four guys was creepy, because you had Trent Lott, Larry Craig, Lindsey Graham, and John Ashcroft. And they would perform, because I guess, you know, they like to sing in public. So when I used to see them, and especially Trent Lott would dress up in these weird outfits sometimes. There's pictures of him. You got to wonder about him. He was a real weirdo, drunken sot.
Oh, and Lindsey Graham, too.
Yeah. Oh, please. Just that he's going along, you know, in a sense, that's one thing you can almost say about the homosexuals coming out of the closet. It makes it a little easier for you to guess. You don't have to guess anymore. But Lindsey Graham, he's just got a creepy vibe to him, as does Trent Lott, Larry Craig, and you might even go with John Ashcroft. Like, what kind of, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like a masculine thing to do. Now, listen, I want to address a little bit about, just about the vaccines, and a lot of people think, you know, there's going to be, what is it, everybody who got the vaccine is going to be dead in 3 to 5 years. Farron, I don't see that happening at all. Unless, of course, the vaccines are broken up into different groups. And because anecdotally, all the people I know, I have a bunch of old relatives. They're in their 80s. They all got the clot shots, and they're doing fine. They're not dying. They're just doing fine. They're thriving. And so I think now maybe, you know, because I'm in a blue state, maybe they didn't mail the hot shots. Or the amount of shots that are designed to potentially kill people are part of a genetic experiment. Because I argue they could be hiding their life extension experiments in these vaccines. And that could be part of the reason why they might want to put in that little transmitter in there so you can get a live feed on how the guinea pig is doing on Bill Gates's computer. Maybe he gets fed through the network and he's finding out... that this guy got an experimental shot for the carbon, what is it called, carbon nanotubes, right? Or whatever the experiment is. But I do believe that they probably are doing their life extension technology through the vaccines because these are old billionaires and they want to live longer. And Ray Kurzweil, who is the guru on life extension technology to all of these super rich guys. I mean, Gates reads them, Elon Musk read them, I'm sure Bezos, they all know about Kurzweil. And Kurzweil said life extension technology is going to come into existence around 2045. So if Bill Gates is 70, he's got to stay healthy the next 22 years. So he'll be first online to get the life extension technology. See, so they could be hiding this in these vaccines. Now, I do believe if they're going to do just kill shots, these liberals and leftists running this program, they would want to mail that out to the red states, the North Carolina, Farron, by you. So that's why you might be seeing more people having these issues with the vaccines than the few people I see up here in New Jersey. I'm in a blue state, you know, and so I'm a right winger hiding a bunch of blue people. But since they don't want to kill off the blue people, I get by.
Hang on for me, Paul. We'll wrap it up on the other side.
Sure.
Back in moments.
She says enough for me. About you and I. Oh, but our love is gold.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is Time Magazine's Person of the Year. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system for cold and flu season. Ukrainian President Zelensky has single-handedly destroyed the free press and his people's freedom of religion. Vladimir Zelensky has taken over the news media in his country. The Ukrainian people can now only see what Zelensky wants them to see. Zelensky has banned one of the oldest religions in his country because it has ties to Russia. Before the Russian invasion, we heard about corruption in Ukraine. Zelensky was accused of jailing his political opponents. There were rumors of mass graves in eastern Ukraine. Now, Zelensky is sainted as the Person of the Year, and the United States is sending billions of dollars to him, only half of which can be accounted for. Well, what can you expect from the magazine who awarded Adolf Hitler the Man of the Year title for 1938? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivus Pashem, Parabellum.
On the Alternative Media, Baron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. I wanted to get this in real quick. This week's John Stattmiller book drive is Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, the Truth Behind the Tragedy. And because of the holidays, the drawing is going to be delayed till January 12th. So it is on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. If you want to get in on this, go there. You can read all the information. And Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, the Truth Behind the Tragedy is this week's book. And we're going back to Paul. Then we got Tom, Francis, and Art coming up. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I just want to state before I go that so everybody out there, you got to be careful of these Mike Adams types and doom and gloomers about the vaccines. Not that I'm not advocating. I'm unvaxxed. I'm not getting one. I don't think other people should get vaxxed. But I don't think we're going to be seeing them all die within the next 3 to 5 years. We have to remember that Mike Adams has a wife from Taiwan, and he seems to be online with the neoconservatives about China and demonizing China like Alex Jones does. Right. And also, Mike Adams has been wrong. You know, just a year ago, he was getting all hysterical. Oh, the corn crop. Oh, there's going to be no food. We're all going to be starving. And when I was driving around out through Iowa, a couple of months ago, the corn crop seemed fine. It seemed like there was an abundance of corn. I drove through southern Illinois, et cetera. There was plenty of corn all over the place. We haven't heard about, you know, like we're all running out of food and starving. So, again, he made another public prediction. And you got to be careful when you make public predictions. So I will make a public prediction, and I'm careful about it, is that I don't think we're going to see the high death tolls, as some of these people say. And on that note, Farron.
Yeah, I think, I don't think everybody that got the vaccine's going to die. But I think we are going to see a significant number have significant health issues, and I think we're going to see a significant number die. And it should be a significant enough number that it should raise red flags, which we are seeing it do more and more. Back to the phones. Let's go to Tom in Florida, Francis, Art, and Patrick coming up. Tom, how you doing? Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Farron, good day to you. Happy New Year to y'all, you guys. Yeah, Farron, what's on my mind? First, I want to get to this crazy crap that we all watched last night with this McCarthy speaker nonsense. As you know, Farron, it looked like a disgrace. But, you know, it turned out kind of strange as it did. And I'll tell you why, because this guy, Akeem Jeffries, he spoke right before McCarthy took the gavel. And he was talking about how he wants to unite the country and all that and all this and all. And I'm listening to this guy, and here's the same guy that's holding Farrakhan and all that. And I'm saying, if Kevin McCarthy were to hold David Dukes or have a picture of Dukes and have an arm around him, they would have never even let the guy go for this position. But this guy here is a leader of the Democrat Party, the Demon Rat Marxist Communist Bolshevik Party. So you got to wonder what these zogs are up to, because now, remember, he only won by 4 votes, and 6 people abstained from voting for McCarthy. So what deals were cut? I can tell you one thing we got to look at. He did say something about the 87,000 IRS agents, and not one demon rat stood up. If you look at the demon rats, Farron, you'll see that they're like robots, and they're ugly-looking. They're ugly-looking people, and they're very, I don't even know how to describe these demon rats, other than they are Marxist Bolsheviks, because they want the annihilation of the United States, and they mainly want the annihilation of the white Anglo male and females of this country, mainly the males. They'll use a female like a fodder to get what they want, but they want to annihilate the white Anglos in this country. There's no question about it. The white white base. And actually, look at our military now, Mike. If we had a fight right now in a war, I don't think we could win in a ground war, because, well, we got great equipment and all that, but we could never. If we had to go in against the Russians in a winter war, it would be catastrophic. We better back off. And I'm looking at these Russians, and the people in England and Europe, let's not kid ourselves. They were all, the DNA was basically then. It was the Vikings. And, the nonsense we're seeing, the hatred toward white America has actually got to be stopped immediately. And, there must have been some deals cut, Farron, in this Congress, because Matt Gaetz from Florida here, I've talked to him before. I've seen him at a rally, he wants a total shutdown here of immigration, and so does Kat Kamak here in Florida. Right now the Coast Guard can't even do their job. Oh, we just had another 300 land here in Key Largo. Okay, we had another couple hundred Cubans land in here. I don't know about the Cubans, but Haitians, they're all going to vote Democrat. The same with the illegals that are coming through the border. In California, Texas, and Arizona. All those are future Democrat voters, Farron. And if people don't see this, and the white leadership of the Republican Party don't see what they're trying to do, these Democrats and Biden, what are they doing?
Hold it. Hold on. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Back in moments.
You got it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Media Farron in the studio taking your phone calls, 512-248-8252. Tom, let me give you the last word. We got Francis, Art, Patrick, and Tony coming up. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Farron, what I got to say is, you know, the first thing you're going to do Monday morning with the McCarthy is you're going to try to repeal the 87,000 IRS. That's fine. But it shouldn't be that's one thing they should deal with. But the first thing it should be is that McCarthy's going to take the gavel now Monday. He should say every illegal alien that came here for the last 20 years is going to go back to their country origin and stand in line like the rest of people to stand in line to become American citizen or get green cards, whatever. That should be the priority. I don't know what deals were cut for this guy to get these six people to shut up and to sit down and say present, but I can tell you what, we all need a present. White America needs a present, and they need to start deporting all these illegals. You come here illegally, you get out of here. That's what we got to see. Now, the wall probably may be built. Who knows? I don't know. We'll have to see. DeSantis, you know, we know he's licky-kissy-touchy with the Israelis. I know that. But I think all the alternative of from Trump, that's the only guy we have, because the rest of the people, I don't think, I mean, you'll just term pieces. And they're going to try to put another deal. Well, of course, I don't know, bumbling buffoon beady by Biden. I don't think he's going to make it in another 2 years. Really don't look like it. He's fumbling and bumbling all over the place yesterday. This guy's nuts. And how he got even elected, how they stole this election, is disgraceful. And we have allowed this. I mean, basically, the white males in this country have allowed this country to be shot down to nonsense. And it's got to stop. I mean,
it is incredible what the American people have been willing to digest in the last whatever time frame you want, year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 6 years. And it just continues to be more corrupt and no accountability. All right, hey, thank you so much, Tom.
It's all about the money, Farron.
It's all about the money. Right. Francis in North Carolina, then Art, Patrick, Tony coming up. Francis, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Oh, it's Tony from Chicago.
All right, go ahead, Tony.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I got ahead on the queue. Okay, I was like, hey, I'll just get to the point here. I was in Fort Myers over Christmas, and it was just a you wouldn't even know. In most places, you wouldn't even know there was a major hurricane there. It was a head trip, but where it hit hard, and it was a rush to be looking at it. Anyway, I don't think anybody mentioned this. Do you realize, do you have any idea what's going on up here in Illinois in the state legislature right now?
No idea.
In a nutshell, Dave, and it will pass, and this Jew Pritzker is gonna sign it, obviously, because he was all behind it and was probably behind that fake shooting up in Highland Park on July 4th, and this is the accumulation of that false flag hoax shooting. They've got an assault weapons ban, okay, ready to go, and it includes all kinds of handguns, rifles. I mean, it's basically a gun ban. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's being banned. But what's different between this and all the other ones is that you've got this. This is earth-breaking here. You've got 300 days to hand in your weapons. Okay, so this is the first one where they actually said you've got 300 days to hand in your banned weapons, or else, you know, you're a felon, you're going to go to jail. I don't know what it is, 9, 10, 11 years or whatever. And it's ready to go through. Now, obviously, hopefully, it's going to be, you know, they got lawsuits already going against it, you know, ready to file lawsuits on this thing. But, you know, you just knew something like this was going to happen out of a place like this, even though this is probably not the worst state in the nation. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm on my way out of here, going to back down there in a few months. But through our Arch Own campaigns and through vaccine hoax and everything that I've done up here, I've always said, you know, you can do anything to these people. And, you know, this is just more proof that I'm correct, because if you go out, like I said, out into the public and, I go to bars and play slot machines. I'm going to have to stop that bad habit. You could just tell no one's talking about this. No one has a clue that this is going on, that they're ready to actually pass a bill in this state that obviously will be sued against immediately. But it says you have to hand your weapons in 300 days or you're a felon.
Wow. I've not seen that anywhere, Tony. I mean, that is kept on the down low, I guess. I mean, that's incredible. I'm glad you shared that with us. And yeah, that's, I mean, you have no Second Amendment right. You really don't in this country. I mean, buying permits, having concealed carry, all of that's anti-Second. It's infringing on your rights to have a gun. And, you know, they just keep chipping away and chipping away and chipping away. And here we are, you know.
Just one. Just one observation. I mean, this is about the last 3 days. It was about the. I haven't watched Congress in so long because those people make me so sick. But you know, just watching that group of people in the Republican Cult of Israel party. If you think that group of cowards and wimps and runts are going to protect us against this New World Order agenda, you're just in a dream world, okay? I mean, you just look at those. I mean, at least with that, and I wouldn't trust him for anything, and he would cave, that Brian Donalds, who, believe it or not, I've been forced to vote for him twice because he's from Fort Myers, Naples, and that's where I'm a resident. I'm up here temporary unloading a house. And, you know, at least guys like 6'2", 275, he has a white wife. Now, if he was Speaker, you know that would get to him immediately, but at least the guy's not a physical wimp like most of these little runt Republicans. Those guys, they're selling us down the river. We're gone, okay? If that's who's between us in this New World Order agenda, we're getting a New World Order agenda, okay? It's that simple, because those stinking cowards ain't going to do nothing. They're just bowing down to Israel, okay? And that's where those people are at. And one last thing. Okay, like I said, the only solution to this, it's not going to be here. I don't know I think we lost. Okay, I don't know what to do except to just scram to a corner of the country where I think I could, be a little bit safer. There's going to be some resistance because there's none up here. You go to BitChute, okay? There's a video. Germany, the Third Path group assembles against migrant invasion. So what you want to do is you want to go to BitChute, just type in the search Third Path, okay? The Third Path or Germany, the Third Path. I can't believe they even let this group, exist. You would just trip when you see this thing. It must be in East Germany, and I hope this thing expands all over the country quick. I'm surprised they're not all arrested. I mean, they had a march, man. I don't know how many hundreds. They're just on and on and on through the streets. And
all right.
The German people need to rise up, and there's an inkling of hope of this, okay? Bye-bye.
All right.
Thanks, Farron. Bye.
Hey, thank you. We'll check it out. BitChute, Germany, the Third Path. Art, I apologize. We got the order. We got Francis dropped, and we got the order out of line. But Art, my apologies. How you doing? What's on your mind today?
Hey, no big deal. I knew I was going to get in there, so no sweat. First of all, Tony, on your way down to Florida, maybe one of these days you take a little detour, come hang out with me for a day or so. Anyway, two things, Farron. First, this whole drag show thing. I remember back in the 80s, I'm not gay, so nobody go getting any weird ideas about my personality. But I remember back in the day when dressing up in drag meant they were trying to pass themselves off as a woman in public. It wasn't none of this costume crap like you see RuPaul's drag show. I watched it one time just to see what it was like, and I thought I was going to throw up. I mean, that was just pathetic. That's not drag. That's a costume contest. That's what that is. But the other thing was, talking about vaccines, I'm kind of curious. I've noticed there's been a lot of talk this year about get your flu shot. We didn't hear that last year. But this year, now all of a sudden we're getting a whole lot of get your flu shot. I'm wondering, because people have now awakened to the reality of these COVID shots and not willing to get the COVID shots, I've noticed a lot of people now that got vaccines that I know get the flu vaccine every year, they don't want to get the flu vaccine. And when I ask them why, you get it every year. Well, I'm afraid that because I didn't get the COVID vaccine, I'm worried that they might be trying to put stuff in our flu vaccines now to get to those that take the flu vaccine but refuse to get the clot shot. And so that got me thinking, Farron, is it outside of the realm of possibility that they may try to take the technology used in the COVID shots, apply it to the flu vaccines and everything else in order to get the end result that they didn't get with the COVID shot?
Well, and I think to your point, I've heard some of these doctors that, on BitChute and these various platforms being interviewed by people like Alex Jones or whatever. I've heard some of these doctors say that they're taking all the vaccines, like the flu shot, the shingles shot, the pneumonia shot, which they push heavy here, and making them all mRNA. So that is probably the case. I mean, I don't know that for certain, but what's happening here, and, you can tell us what's happening where you're at, but over the holidays, a friend of mine called me, and she said she had 104-degree fever. She was scared to drive. So I went and got her, and I took her to urgent care, And I just sat in the parking lot and watched. It was like 8:30 in the morning. And she went in. The parking lot was pretty much full. So these are small little ER kind of places. I don't know if they're predominant everywhere or what. But I sat out there in the parking lot for about 45 minutes, and it was just a steady stream of people coming in looking like they had the flu. I mean, just one every 5 or 10 minutes coming in. I probably saw, I don't know, 10 people be dropped off or drive there or whatever. And so in this area right now, for whatever reason, there is some sort of flu, bad cold, or something going around. I've not had it. And a lot of people are sick. And so bad so that when I went, I took her home, went and got her prescriptions. They gave her Tamiflu. And I went to get some other stuff. The grocery stores and pharmacies and Dollar Generals or what have you, a lot of stuff's missing on the medicine aisle because so many people are sick. So I'm just throwing that in to give you all a little insight of what's going on in this neck of the woods.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me one bit. And, you know, I've noticed people talking about this. Now, this is something that very few people talked about up until COVID, and after the COVID deal with these poisonous vaccines. People that I'm talking to now, that they're saying they're not getting the flu shot. They just don't trust medicine now. You want to talk about, I mean, I never in my life ever thought I would hear the people that I'm hearing talking about not trusting medicine now are the same people that for years told me I was a fool for not trusting the medical system. So I think some folks are starting to catch up with the rest of us. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out and get your thoughts and anybody else's thoughts on it in the chat room. You know, come hang out in the chat room, which is the number 2 alternativemedia.chattango.com. And Farron, thanks a lot, man. Have a great one.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Art. 512-248-8252. We have Patrick and then James coming up. Patrick, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you're talking about the Second Amendment, you know, is being violated. You know, Michael Gaddy, he's a brilliant historian. He talks about the Hamilton and all these lawyers that rewrote the Constitution in that day, just edited it, just put in what they wanted. And so they killed the missing 13th Amendment. But Federal Judge Dale wrote that the New Hampshire legislature, they passed a House bill that basically spelled out how they did it. And America's Civil War was under martial law, and Congress passed an Organic Act of 1871, creating a government corporation within the District of Columbia. It has all capitals, United States of America. This government corporation egregiously led to the fraudulent rewrite and adoption what appeared to be an organic constitution. See, they rewrote it again. Yeah, that's the New Hampshire legislature putting that down in a House bill. So they just rewrite stuff. They just admit stuff. And you can see that in the original Constitution, it was the Constitution F-O-R for the United States of America. In this new rewrite, this corporate is a Constitution O-F of United States of America. It's a different. And here it is, not only Judge Dale, but the New Hampshire saying how they just rewrote it. You know, so there's nothing they can't do. They bought everybody. You know, they installed Lincoln. Rothschild, you know, declared war on us in 1812, and Jefferson vetoed his central bank. And if it wasn't for Jackson, we would have felt like a matchbox. It comes down to these lawyers. They just write what they want. It is burned down to like Jackson. You know, Patrick Henry says, you know, unfortunately, tyrants only stand one thing. That's force. You know, so we cannot take the Second Amendment off the table. And thank you for taking my call here.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. James in Vancouver, then Francis is back. I will get to you, Francis. James in Vancouver. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning. There is no life extension technology in these shots whatsoever. All you got to do is look around you. What I'm looking around up here seeing, and the testimonies of other people who are reporting this thing. So there's no silver lining in this stuff. And I wouldn't trust Kurzweil as far as I could throw him.
Hang on for me, James. We'll wrap it up on the other side of the break. Francis, I'll get you a couple minutes. Back a moment.
Said, y'all meet me in the woody swamp later. We'll take over Lucius's money and we'll feed him to the alligators. They found the old man out in the back with a shovel in his hand. 13 rusty mason jars that just dug up out of the sand. And they all went crazy and they beat the old man and they picked him up off of the ground. In the swamp and stood there and laughed as the black water sucked him down. Then they turned around and went back to the shack, picked up the money and ran. They hadn't gone nowhere when they realized they were running in quicksand. And they struggled and they screamed, but they couldn't get away. And just before they went under, they could hear that old man laughing in a voice as loud as thunder. It's been 50 years ago and you can go by there yet. There's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is always wet. And on certain nights, if the moon is right down by that dark footpath, you can hear three young men screaming. You can hear one old man laugh.
If you ever go back in the woody swamp way, you better not go at night. There's things out there.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Some things in this world you just can't explain.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. James, we've got a couple of minutes, and then I got to jump off to Francis. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I just want to say that Mike Adams is one of the reasons I stopped listening to Alex Jones. Back in March of 2020, February, March, he was popping off about how we're all going to die of the COVID. And anybody who mentions COVID to me, all these so-called experts, whether they're Peter McCullough, Robert Malone, they're all meat puppets for the CIA. It's all fake information. So I'll let you go. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you, James. I remember.
I know.
The fear-mongering that Mike Adams did. In fact, John Stadtmiller was calling him out on it, for those, you know, that remember back, was listening then. And he really gets into some fear-mongering and some, like Paul said. Okay, Francis, we got 3 or 4 minutes. They're yours. Go ahead.
Hey, young man. I won't be taking up that much time, but several thoughts for you. One, the fact that the in what was it? World Economic Forum is approving of pedophilia, which is past tense. And so it's like, okay, that means no matter who the child is or who the adult is, keep your eyes open, sadly. Also regarding the corona deal and the fact that, it's 95 to 99% effective regarding the coronavirus, you mean as in 95 to 99% effective in hurting or harming the person's body, let alone their brain, other than death? So, go figure. I have to agree that it's not what you hear, it's what you're being presented as the problem. You're hearing properly what's really being said, and that one recording where that you had earlier on in the show about someone making commentary, that was priceless. I'm trying to remember the content of it, and I'm not going to worry about rehashing it now, but it was priceless because they actually put the truth out there in front of you, even though it was being disclaimed as being fake or misinformation and so forth, or disinformation. So with that, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple for my Corona, and have a great weekend. Play hard.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, some great callers today to get us back in the swing. I think it was about 10 callers today. Support Republic Broadcasting. Donate to Republic Broadcasting. Check out the book for sale on the website, and I will be back next week. Some of the stories I didn't get to, the British Royal Marines are conducting high-risk operations in the Ukraine. I mean, we really didn't talk a lot about the Ukraine. It's just unbelievable, the continuing carnage that we are sponsoring in the Ukraine. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.